Hiya. So I decided to take up even more Brad's two truths and a lie challenge. I'm gonna tell you three stories, and two are gonna be true, and one is going to be a lie, or include a lie at least. And the first story I'm going to call I'm so sorry. Because that's the feeling I get when I think about this one. And it's probably 4 or 5 years ago. I'm at a kinky club, kind of underground type club that some acquaintances were organising. And I came there alone, but I had a lot of friends there. And among others, there was a girl that I was occasionally sleeping with, sort of friends with benefits type situation. And what happens is at the end of the evening, this guy that, not really my type, I don't find him that attractive, but he was hitting on me and asked if he could give me a massage. And that seemed like a good idea at the time. And it turned out being very nice. They had a massage table that I was laying on, and he had very nice hands that were touching me in a lot of places. So I'm suddenly very turned on. And it turns out that he lives literally in the same building as we were, which made it very easy to go to his place. But when we're on our way, I'm thinking, hey, this could be more interesting if I asked my female friend to join us. And he was did not oppose to that idea. He was quite enthusiastic, actually. So I go and ask her, and well, she wasn't really into him either, but she has a tendency to do what I say. So she came with us. And the moment I walk into his bedroom, I just feel I can't do this. I cannot do this. I'm no way attracted to him. I want her. I really want her. But no, I'm no man today. Cock is not touching me today. Go away. I've become a lesbian suddenly. And I, in the nicest way possible, told him that sorry, it's not gonna happen. And we left. And she and I went back to the club, and it was closed or closing, but as we knew the people that had it, we were allowed to stay there. And we had so much sex. I was literally going down on her for hours. I mean, we were both quite shocked when we looked at the time, how many hours I had been licking her cute little cunt, because she had a real trouble coming, and I take that as a challenge. So I was just licking her and fisting her, and the, you know that piece of tissue that connects your tongue to the bottom of your mouth? Yeah, my teeth had sort of gnawed through it, so it was disappeared. It was totally broken. Yeah. And anyway, after a few hours, quite a few hours, we ended up falling asleep. And are woken up by the bartender, who's also slept there. And I'm pretty sure I woke up first, because I woke up and was very horny, and he's awake. And he's naked, and he has a really large cock. So I'm like, Okay, I'll have me some of that. Then my this girl wakes up, not completely happy that I left her for him. And then the first guy walks in and he's like, "You said you didn't want men." And he just disappeared. And I feel so bad. This poor guy. But yeah. The cunt wants. So that's story number one.